Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. and be blessed. Amen? Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Amen. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
soaked you. Then came along Jesus, he told me just what to do. I was having problems, so many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right. So it's so brand new. Yeah, my favorite song, Jesus, I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
So we need to stand.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe throughout the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. We'll say it, church.
Oh. would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some would ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, In Order to hear my voice. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading is coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. And it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Amen. In my scripture reading, Psalms 118 and 24, and it says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care. Entrust to me everything that concerns you. This clears the way for you to seek my face unhindered. Let me free you from fear that is hiding deep inside you. Sit quietly in my presence, allowing my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness logged within you. Accept each day just as it comes to you, remembering that I am sovereign over your life. Rejoice in this day that I have made, trusting that I am abundantly present. Instead of regretting or resenting the way things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and rest in my sovereignty. I hope this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Amen. Let us pray. Adonai. Adonai, which means master over all. Adonai, we humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as we should. We ask you to show us great mercy for the many times we have gone about our day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare we fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare we attribute to man what we ought to attribute to you? Forgive us for our short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you don't want to miss this sermon this evening and this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
Somebody
Adonai. Thank you for being our Lord and our Master, and yet allowing us to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering us constantly and reminding us of your presence. Your love captivates us. Your power mesmerizes us. All we need is your love in our life. And we thank you, Adonai, for giving us access to you throughout our day. Any moment we need you, you are there. We love you, Adonai, and we thank you for granting us the privilege of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is the reason why we are here on this program every day, Tuesday through Saturday, to pray one for another. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. I hope you enjoyed our inspirational music. Praise God.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding.
think I'm acting strange, but a voice deep inside of me keeps talking to my soul, telling me what to do, where to go.
No rock or glock, just revelation. Knowledge with my wife is born. No hell or fury scorn, because we're born again. Yes, into me in heaven. Spiritually speaking, the truth I'm seeking. A gift from the G, divine prosperity. Listen up if you wanna be free. The gospel of Jesus Christ is all that matters to me. I love all my enemies, and I'm thankful for all he's given to me. For a visionary prayer is necessary in the school of hard knocks. Seminary in the light of his majesty. He's coming back for you and me. What can I say, yo? You see, the Holy Spirit, it resides in me.
What can I say?
I'm born again.
to God. When I got up this morning, you know what I said? I said nothing will happen to me today that me and the Lord can't help.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Now, at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Except for my mouth is acting up, but I'm doing okay.
Okay. I'm so sorry. It's in your hands. Amen.
Thank you. I'm just sitting here. I don't understand. You could be high for 1 second, all of a sudden,
thing
on my start acting up again.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to keep chucking along. But anyway, all is well. Thank God for another day.
Amen.
Thank God for all that God is doing, because He is truly doing quite a bit. You know, sometimes when you, sometimes when you look out in the forest, what it say? You can't see the forest for the trees? Because there's so many trees, you can't see the forest?
Yes.
Well, that's how it gets sometimes. It gets a little bit cloudy sometimes when there's so much going on in your life that you just can't see God in the midst of everything. But He's still in the midst.
Yes, He is.
He's still in the midst. You know, but Satan tried to convince us that there's so much going on that God is not with us. Well, we already know the devil is a liar, but it doesn't stop us from entertaining the thought that maybe God is not with us. And if we entertain a thought that says maybe this time God ain't with us, then you got to look around and wonder why is He saying, fear not, because I'm with you.
That's right.
I don't remember the latter part of that word saying, fear not, because I'm with you in the good times when things are going right. You know I'm with you. I don't remember him saying, and in the bad times, that's when you can get a little scared because you know I'm gone. No, He's still with us. He's still with us. And sometimes you got to preach a word to just preach your own self happy. How about that?
All right.
Yeah. You got to keep that word so you can charge your own self up.
That's right.
I thank God for what He's doing. Thank God for another day.
Thank you.
Honor with honor to thank God for the visionary of Hartford Artie Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nick D. Thank God for the host, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for all she does. Thank God for you. Your willingness just to do the work of the Lord. I thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Riley, all these people that came along. But, of course, we thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins, who's still in there chucking along, doing the work of the Lord. Thank God, Sister Barbara. All of these people still in the vineyard doing the work of the Lord. They are, they put their hands to the plow. And they are not turning back. They still chucking along. So we thank God for His strength within us to keep chucking along.
Right.
Because sometimes it don't get easy and you want to just bow out. But God keeps strengthening you to keep going, keep going, keep pressing. You know, you don't see what's coming, but keep pressing anyway.
That's
precious
right.
And Heavenly Father, mm-hmm. Just want to say thank you.
Thank you
for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God, for your loving kindness, your mercy, and your grace, oh God, for standing by us. Even when we don't think you're there, you're still there.
Yes.
Thank you. We honor you. We adore you, God. There is nobody like you. You are the only one that never, ever, ever gives up on us. And for that, we say thank you. Even when we do wrong and we get discouraged and fretful, you know, you're still there encouraging us. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for never giving up on us or turning your back on us. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. And right now, oh God, I'm going to move out of your way so that you can have a word with your people today and share your good news with them. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, have your way right now, Father God. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for everybody that joins in to listen to Block Talk Radio. However you get on the radio, the internet, your telephone, we thank God for all of you. And on the times when you're not there, just know that we still thank God for you because we know your heart wishes you were there. So we bless God for you. We pray that this message truly blesses you today. But I'm telling you, I'm pressing to get this word out, and my mouth is on fire.
Yes, I hear it.
Oh, my God, it's just, ugh. You know, and sometimes when things like this happen, thank you, God, when things like this happen, you get kind of concerned. You don't want to get concerned, but it's a natural thing, right? God is supernatural. Well, we're in the natural. Naturally, we're thinking this is an affliction on us. You know, my mouth been messed up for a couple of months. Things going haywire right now. But you're like, oh, what is all this? You know? And then you want to look at him and say, Lord, can you just cancel his assignment so I can get back to my normal? You know? Because it's an assignment.
Yeah.
Because anytime Satan gets ready to attack you, he has to go to God and say, let me see, who do I want to get? And then God's got to say, have you considered my servant, Billy?
Yeah.
And Billy over there minding his own business going, Billy, why you ain't consider Sally? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, God has to look at Billy and go, you didn't say that when I was blessing you.
Exactly.
You wanted to be first in line when I was blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you want me to consider somebody else. I say that the person that I was blessing that was singing my praises is the same person when they're going through that's still going to be singing my praises. And I choose you.
Amen.
You go,
yes,
okay, God.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you know best, Lord.
Yes, he does.
Because I'm telling you, he has been weighing Pastor Kathy out, just weighing me out. You know, and if you don't get, this is the heart that I love about God, because if you don't get around the right people, they will have you beating yourself up because they're going to convince you that you are going through because you did this, you did that, you got out of God's good graces. All of this is coming on you for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God didn't promise us every day was going to be roses.
He
just promised that he would be with us.
All right.
You know, and that there is a difference. People don't understand. I didn't promise you a rose garden. You there on earth. I already know every day ain't going to be roses.
That's right.
Right? But I also know that every day I'm still going to be with you. And that's the part you need to focus on.
Thank you.
That you are not alone. I am still with you. Bless the Lord. All of our listeners out there, I just pray everybody get something out of this message today. Because I tell you, I laying in the bed all messed up. And I didn't even think about it. Then I rolled over and looked at the clock. I said, oh, no. No, I said, let me call her and tell her my mouth is jacked up. That didn't work. I still was heading for the computer. I said, okay, let me just hold testimony service. That didn't work because the paper fell down in my lap. And I looked at it. I said, okay, let me go ahead and preach your word, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's and those are the times when God says,
your attention.
Yes, and when you press through, don't you know that God is watching you, he hears you, and he's saying, you're pressing through so you can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Some people think that when someone's walking along and they start talking to themselves, they're like, oh, my God, why are you talking to yourself? What is wrong with you? Right? But how about when you're in the privacy of your own home and you've got to encourage yourself?
Yourself, that's right.
You got to lift your own self up, right? You got to do whatever you need to do to get yourself motivated to keep it moving.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And those are the times God says, you're not operating in your strength. You're operating in our strength.
Come on now.
If he made us, he says, let's make man in our image, then we're operating in our strength.
Yes.
Who is our Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? All three of them.
That's right.
Right? We need them, all three of them, for different purposes. We definitely need the Holy Ghost so he can keep feeding into our spirit what the other two are saying.
Yes.
Come on now. Because we don't know on our own unless the Spirit makes it plain and clear.
That's right.
So we're going to get into this word so I can hurry up and start talking.
I know exactly how you're feeling.
After I open my mouth, that pain just shoots straight to my brain.
I have to say all day long, God's grace is sufficient for me. Because, honey, when pain starts to hit this body, all you can say is God's grace is sufficient for me. And I'm telling
you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, I'm telling you, I've been going through this severe pain in my body for the past week and a half. Sleepless nights.
Wow.
Just weeping of pain. And it's like
people don't understand.
Exactly.
Because they see you functioning, they see you going on, they don't realize your body's still wrecking with pain.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't understand. You can't sleep, you can't think straight, you can't function
because
you got pain going on in your body. And I'm sitting here trying to think. I can't even think because I want to get past this pain so I can, you know, just function. And I'm like, oh, God. But anyway, I know this too shall pass. That's all
yes,
I can say.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
We are coming from Old Testament, back in Judges.
Judges.
Yes, we're going to talk about old Gideon this morning again. Here we go. Thank you, God. Judges chapter 7, verses 9 through 23.
Amen.
And it reads, that night the Lord said to Gideon, get up and go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are afraid, if you are afraid to do so, then go down to the camp with your servant Purah.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what they are saying, then your hands will be strengthened to attack the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to Purah, his servant, to the outpost. So he went with Purah, his servant, to the outpost where armed men were guarding the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Midianites, Amalekites, and all the other people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts, and their camels were as countless as the sand on the seashore.
Mm-hmm.
And as Gideon arrived, a man was telling his friend about a dream. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know I need my mouth to preach this thing.
Do the best.
Behold, I had a dream, he said, and I saw a loaf of barley bread come tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent so hard that the tent overturned and collapsed. His friend replied, this is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has delivered Midian and the whole camp into his hand. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed to worship. He returned to the camp of Israel and said, get up, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hands. And he divided the 300 men into three companies and gave each man a ram's horn in one hand and a large jar in the other containing a torch. Watch me. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Watch me and do as I do, Gideon said. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do exactly as I do. Oh, yes, Lord, I hear you. It's coming back and it's hot. Do exactly as I do. When I and all of who are with me blow our horns, then you are also to blow your horns from all around the camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. And verse 19, Gideon and 100 men with him reached the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after the changing of the guard. They blew their horns and broke the jars that were in their hands. Wow. The three companies blew their horns and shattered their jars, holding the torches in their hands and the horns in their right hands. They shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. 21. Each Israelite took his position around the camp, and the entire Midianite army fled, crying out as they ran. And when the 300 ram's horn sounded, the Lord set all the men in the camp against one another, their swords. The army fled to Bethesh, Zerara, as far as the border of Abel Mehola, near Tabarat. Then the men of Israel were called out from Naphtali, Asher, and Manasseh, and they pursued the Midianites. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
That's a lie.
This one is, does the Lord have a backup plan? That is the title. Does the Lord have a backup plan? We see here that Gideon had a dream. Gideon had a dream, and in the dream, he heard the Lord said, get up and go down against the camp, for I have delivered them into your hand. But then he said, but, you know, that changes the whole sentence when you hear that but. He says, but if you are afraid to do so, then go down to the camp with your servant and listen to what they're saying. My goodness. Then your hands will be strengthened to attack the camp. So what he told Gideon is, he was saying to him in a dream, and I'm so glad that he used the word dream, because I don't think that people have even begun to grasp the fact that those dreams are really visions, you know.
Right.
But because we haven't grasped that and we haven't taken hold to when God is speaking to us in a dream that it's really a vision, mm-hmm. he still uses the word dream.
Yes.
Right? So it lets us know that the vision came while he was asleep. Okay? And he's speaking to him. He says, go ahead on down there. I'm going to deliver them into your hands. And so he's listening to all this and seeing this in the dream. And God is still talking to him. He said, but if you're scared. Now, God has already told him what to do. He gave him the plan. Here's the plan. Go down there. I'm going to deliver them in your hands. Then he goes, but if you're scared, take your servant and go close to the camp and listen to what they're saying so that
right.
your hands will be strengthened to pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Gideon was scared.
Mm-hmm.
So when he woke up, he took his servant. He did the second part of the dream, right? He heard
mm-hmm.
the first part, but he did the second part. My goodness, glory to God. He heard what God said he was going to do. Go ahead and go down there. This is yours. He said, but if you're scared, so I hear the first part, but I'm going to do the second part. So the second part says, if you're scared, go down there and listen to what they're saying. And
so
this way you can
did.
Be strengthened in your hands to pursue. So he takes the servant. He said, come on, let's go down there and get down there and see what they're saying. Now, look, you got to see God move. You got to see God move. And God is saying, here's the thing. Does God have a backup plan? So now when he gets down to the camp with his servant, Pur, and they're listening, you hear the one guy telling the other guy, the Midianite now. He said, I had this dream. And in the dream, oh, my goodness, he says, I saw a loaf of barley bread
mm-hmm.
come tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent so hard woo-hoo, that the tent overturned and collapsed.
Mm-mm.
That's funny because he saw a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now you understand. If you don't understand this part, you won't understand the guy's interpretation. Okay? You understand that God says he's the bread of life.
Yes.
Yeah, for those that believe in him, he's the bread of life. So here
yes.
comes a big old
loaf
of bread.
Yes.
Huh? Tearing
mm-hmm.
up the tent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a loaf of bread, right? But it's really the bread of life. Tearing up the tent, collapse, overturn everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you understand, when the bread of life rolled down into their camp and
yes.
started tearing up stuff,
mm-hmm.
you'll understand the interpretation of the dream. His friend replied, that is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has delivered Midian and the whole camp into his hands.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So God, oh my goodness, watch this. Mm-hmm. God went ahead of Gideon,
yes.
roll down into the tent because he's the bread of life. I'm going to preserve
mm-hmm.
your life, not their life because they're not with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to preserve your life. So he rolled down into the tent, overturned things, everything collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where in the world did the guy get bread rolling into the tent, tearing up stuff, that was God delivering them into the hands of Gideon?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Come on, you got to understand. You got to understand how God is using his verbiage. He's using it so that if my people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you my people, then you'll understand how I'm talking. If you're not, you won't understand. It will remain a mystery. If you're my people, then my spirit will make it plain what I am saying in this sentence. I told you I am the bread of life. I'm going to preserve your life. I am Abba Father. Huh? I am also, Abba Father is your protector. I'm also Jehovah Jireh. I go ahead of you. right? So I got to get to the battle before you to pave the way for you.
That's right.
Yeah. So now he says, no worries. He said, go ahead on down there because I'm going to deliver them. I hear you, but I think I'm going to do the second part because he said to him, if you're scared, go on down and take a listen. And so the interpretation of the guy's dream was that that ain't nothing but God delivering us over to Gideon and to the Israelites. He get ready to tear us up and we going to get delivered into their hands. So now, because of the interpretation of that dream, the first dream came to pass. Guess what? You got the dream that God gave Gideon, and then you got the dream that God gave the Midianite. Come on now. Woo, God, I love you. So guess what? Same God giving both of them a dream. I'm going to give you a dream, Gideon, that tells you I'm going to do this, but you're not going to believe it because you're scared. So I'm going to tell you to go down and listen to the other dream that I gave. Now, y'all know I need my mouth to start jumping and shouting with this message. It's so good. So he says, so I'm going to go and let you hear the dream that I gave him. And the guy interpreting it, understanding that it's me and it's been me all along. So once Gideon heard that, he goes back to the Israelites. He said, hey, come on. Let's go down into the Midian camp. God has delivered them into our hands. Right? And the next thing he says, but he gave some of them, he divided them into 100. And he gave each man a ram's horn in one hand and a large jar in the other. Now, you got a horn. You getting ready to toot your horn, and you got a jar in the other hand containing a torch. What you going to do with that? How you going to kill an army with a jar and a horn? And Gideon says to the people, watch me and do as I do. See, here's the thing. First of all, whenever the man or the woman of God is telling you to do something, you've got to know whether or not when they start speaking, if they really heard from God. You will know because it'll set well in your spirit. If they have heard from God, the spirit of God that's inside you will allow you to receive what they're saying. And if the spirit of God allows you to receive what they're saying, because he's going to confirm his word. And you'll have peace about what they're telling you to do. When that happens, then that's the time you need to give that leader the respect and obey the God in him and do exactly what they're telling you to do. And in this case, he said, do what I do. Follow me. I am the leader. Don't jump ahead of me. Don't get to doing what you think is best in this situation. Just follow me.
That's right.
Because what he's really saying is, follow me as I follow Christ, because that's what I'm doing. I'm following his instruction. And so he says, when we get to the camp, he said, this is what you're going to do. He said, you're going to blow your horns all around the camp. And you're going to shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
That's right.
Watch out now. You got to see what Gideon just did. Gideon didn't take the lead on this.
Nope.
He was a follower just like them. Because he could have said, shout out for Gideon and the Lord. He said, shout out for the Lord and Gideon.
That's
okay.
Right.
I'm coming on behalf of the Lord. So you say my name after you say the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He says, say for the Lord and for Gideon, because you know what he was doing? All of the ones that had heard that man's dream and the interpretation of the dream, they realized what was happening when they heard that sound, that the dream was coming to pass. And so he said, just shout out, blow the horn, and shout out for the Lord and for Gideon. Mm-hmm. And that's what he would do. He said, watch me do it when I do it. All of our timing.
Yes.
It's all about timing. Mm-hmm. So with the timing, Gideon blows and everybody's blowing with him. And then they bust their jars. So you can imagine when all of them bust those jars, the sound that it made.
Yes.
It made a sound that scared them. Scared them into thinking the camp, because Gideon and him had surrounded the camp. So when they heard that sound and the breaking of the glass, oh my God, it sounded like the Israelites was closing in on them. And what did they do? They started reacting and swinging the swords and everything else. They were so confused, they were fighting one another.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because that's how God does things.
Yes.
That's how God does things.
Your own.
Right? That's you ain't got to fight the battle. It was never yours. It was always mine.
That's right.
You just got to remain faithful through the fight. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to trust me that what I said I was going to do, I'm going to do.
That's right.
Now surround the camp and do what I told you to do. And that's what he did. And Gideon proved himself to be exactly who God said he was, because Gideon gave all of the glory to God.
That's right. All of it.
He let them know, this didn't happen because of me, it happened because of God. So call out the name of the Lord first.
Mm-hmm.
And God said,
put God first.
Okay. What I told him to do, it looked like he didn't do it, because I said to him, well, if you scared, then do this.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to go down to the camp and get you him, but if you scared, do this first. Go down there and listen to what they're saying, right? So the question is, does God have a backup plan? The answer is no. Not at all. When God told you, I know the plans I have for your life, guess what? Everything that happens along your life is already figured in the plan. He doesn't need a backup plan.
Amen.
So he already know you're going to be scared, Gideon. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the plan.
Okay.
He don't need a backup plan. He already filtered that into the plan.
There you go.
My goodness, glory
to God.
I tell you, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm feeling mighty good about this word.
Okay.
He don't need no backup plan.
No.
It's all part of the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
See? We think that success, that's God's plan. When this goes good or whatever, that's God's plan. When the failure comes, we don't see God in that. Right? It's still part of the plan.
That's it.
And he knows every day of your life what's going to happen. Nothing catches him by surprise.
Nothing.
So if nothing catches him by surprise, if he say to you, go down there and do this, Kathy, but if you scared, do this first.
And which one?
Now, he already knows he's going to be scared. That's why he said, but if you're scared, do this first.
Yep.
The but
cancels it.
It changes the whole plan.
Yes.
So that now you're going to do the second part first and the first part last.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that was the plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear the question, does God have a backup plan? Your answer should be no. Always part of the original plan. God doesn't have to alter his plan. We alter ours, but God doesn't have to alter his, because he figured it all in the plan. Why? Because he knew what was going to happen. That's why.
Yes.
You ever seen Tyler Perry say, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. And then the people in the play go, how do you know? He said, because I wrote it. So God is saying, I knew this was going to happen. And you look at him and go, how you know? I created it. I created you. I'm in your future. I'm in your past. I'm in your right now. I'm God. I know all things.
All. Ain't nothing you can hide.
I don't know some things. I know all things. I knew this was going to happen. This did not catch me by surprise. caught you by surprise, but not me, because I know all things. And just so you know, I never needed a backup plan. It was all part of the original plan. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
God, we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I pray to God that each and every one of you got something out of this message tonight. So that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful word. God don't need a backup plan because it's already in the first plan. So at this time, Pastor Kathy, poor baby, is going to come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction, and we are going to let her go and get some rest for her mouth. Amen. Pastor Kathy?
Amen. I'm still here. I put it on. I'm so glad to be done. I put the phone on mute talking to her. Stop talking. But you know what? Even with my mouth killing me, there's nothing more important than finishing the work that the Lord has started. And
Amen.
The work that Christ started when he came here, he came to see about the sick, the lost.
Yes. Yes.
To captives free, to deliver us from sin. Come on now, to destroy every yoke. And
yes.
So with that, even when I don't feel good, I told y'all I got to be really knocked out not to try to press, because I try as often as I can. There's some days I just can't because
yes.
I sound all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, right now God is saying, just as surely as I gave her the strength to open up her mouth and preach this word,
yes.
is you hear me say it's time to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, not next week. Make today that day that
yes.
you say, Lord God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Ha! I repent of my sins. I mean, I'm going to turn away from those ways. I believe your son Jesus died on that cross for our sins. Come into my life, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. You've got to admit to him, you know you're a sinner, then you got to repent of your sins, you got to ask for forgiveness, then you got to let him know, confess with your mouth, I believe that your son died on that cross. You've got to confess you believe in Jesus. How else can you receive him unless you say you believe he even exists?
That's right.
Right? And after you do that, you say, precious and heavenly Father, lead me to a good household of faith so I can
yes.
continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are and live the way you would be found, that my ways would be found pleasing unto you. That's
yes.
all it takes. He simplified it because it's not his desire that any should perish. So he made it simple. Confess
yes.
that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins. Open up your mouth and say, I believe Jesus came to save me from myself. Get
yes.
me out of sin. So, you know what? He found me a long time ago.
Amen.
Did he find you? Yeah, because he says he went to the lost and found. So once you're lost, the next thing is you're going to be found.
Amen.
Did he find you yet? You got to stop playing hide and seek and let him find you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We thank God for all of you for just making a commitment to give your life to Christ, acknowledging him daily so he can lead and guide you down the path where you would need to go. Why? Because he's in your future. He knows what's best for all of us. All of us. All of us need Christ in our lives.
Yes.
We all need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me when I tell you, not one soul does not need him, because all have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short. So we all need him in our lives. So we thank God for this word today. We pray that it has encouraged you, that the next time you get a dream that seems so real, it's because it is.
Yes.
And God is telling you to do something, but he's also giving you a way of escape, because he said, are you scared and you don't know if you can do it? Go down here and I'm going to send confirmation.
All right.
But I did tell you to do it. Come on now.
Yeah.
He done gave you proof that he's the one telling you to do it and you wasn't just dreaming.
Yes.
Isn't that good? That's good, good, good. That's a good word. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to thank you today for coming to visit us and reminding us you are forever speaking even in our sleep. We have the ability to hear your voice. Will we follow your voice? You said, my sheep hear my voice. Come on now. So since we know your voice, we ought to follow your voice. It's called obedience.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
He says, but I'm going to give you a wave of stick, because if you're scared, then do this here first. And that will allow you to do the first thing that I told you to do. Ooh, I just love how God puts it. He's so good to us. He already know we ain't nothing but a bunch of scaredy cats.
Amen.
He said, yeah, I know you're scared. So do this first. And then I'm going to confirm that I told you to do that. So after you do this, you'll be able to do that. Oh, we thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. We pray that everybody under the sound of my voice heard your voice coming through my mouth. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way continuously in all of our lives. Continue. I pray that your people will continue to allow you to lead and guide them in the way that we should go. We thank you for all that you've done, God. Don't ever leave us. Don't ever stop talking, oh God. And don't let us go a deaf ear to your voice. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. In Jesus' holy name, we continue to pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Randall Shoulder.
Amen. Ooh. Praise God. So you go and you get some rest. I'm just going to play music until the time run out, which is about 15
minutes. God bless
minutes.
You. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Praise God. So at this time, I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen, unless plans change, but that's what it will be for tomorrow evening. So to God be the glory, and we love you. We thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. We thank Pastor Kathy for giving such a wonderful word, does God have a backup plan? Amen. So at this time, I will close us out with All Belongs to You. Praise God by the Wiki Tones.
Tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 1468.
Pray one for another.
Good night, everyone. We love you.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with an emotion.
Yeah.